ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 12, Mohini Murti bewilders Lord Shiva. Text 39. You all can repeat after. Konume tritaren mayam विषक्तस्त्वद्रुते पुमान् तांस्तान् विसृजतिं भावान् दुस्तरां कृतात्मभिः को नु मेतितरेन्मायाम् विषक्तस्त्वद्रुते पुमान् तांस्तान् विसृजतिं भावान् दुस्तराम् अकृतात्मभिः को नु मेतितरेन्मायाम् विषक्तस्त्वद्रुते पुमान् तांस्तान् विसृजतिं भावान् दुस्तरामकृतात्मभिः। Mataji's? Word to word translation. Kaha, what? Nu, indeed. Me, my. Atitareta, can surpass. Mayam, illusory energy. Vishaktaha, attached to material sense enjoyment. Tatrite, except for you. Puman, person. Tan, such conditions. Tan, unto the materially attached persons. Visrujatim, in surpassing. Bhavan, reactions of material activities. Dustaram, very difficult to surmount. Akruta atmabhihi, by persons unable to control their senses. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation: My dear Lord Shambhu, who within this material world but you can surpass my illusory energy? People are generally attached to the sense enjoyment and conquered by its influence. Indeed, the insurmountable influence of material nature is very difficult for them to surmount. Purport. Of the three chief demigods, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara, all but Vishnu are under the influence of Maya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, they are described as Mayi, which means under Maya's influence. But even though Lord Shiva associates with Maya, he is not influenced. The living entities are affected by Maya, but although Lord Shiva apparently associates with Maya, he is not affected. In other words, all living entities within this material world, except for Lord Shiva, are swayed by Maya. Lord Shiva is therefore neither Vishnu Tattva nor Jiva Tattva. He is between the two. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. First, I'd like to beg the blessings of senior devotees so that we can discuss about this Srimad Bhagavatam. Specifically, the chapter which is going on, that is Mohini Murti bewilders Lord Shiva. Not only Lord Shiva is bewildering, the Mohini Murti is bewildering to Lord Shiva, but the whole pastime is bewildering even to devotees. So, how Lord acts differently in different situations, and specifically to his pure devotees like Lord Shiva. So here, now the Lord has started speaking to Lord Shiva. So here, Lord is telling that, My dear Lord Shambhu, who within this material world but you can surpass my illusory energy? People are generally attached to sense enjoyment and conquered by its influence. Indeed, the influence of material nature is very difficult for them to surmount. And in purport, Prabhupada writes about that how practically everybody in this material world is under influence of Maya. But then he gives a special concession to Lord Shiva, because he is neither Vishnu Tattva, neither he is Jiva Tattva. He is in between. And he is always fixed in his consciousness in serving Lord Vishnu. So because of that, he is the Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. That he is the greatest of all Vaishnavas. That's why we find that Lord Shiva, if he go to any dham, you go to any dham like Vrindavan, you find major dham sevak, Lord Shiva's temples. There are Gopeshwar Mahadev, Chakaleshwar Mahadev, and many who are the rakshak, the protector of dham. If you go to Jagannath Puri also, we find dham rakshak. Who? Bhuvaneshwar. So the Lord sits there so that he can protect dham from wrong people entering into it. So we see that Lord Shiva always acts very intimately with the Lord. If you see in this purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives commentary of this and next verse. There he says that after this Lord Shiva, you can imagine, it's like a Lord Shiva's character, his morale, you know, values, his image is destroyed technically because he did such a activity of running behind a beautiful woman. But then Lord is very pleased knowing that because I exerted myself to show spiritual potency, that's why Lord Shiva is bewildered. Otherwise it's not possible. Because Maya is sitting next to him as Parvati and then he is not at all disturbed. That's why we find in case of Chitraketu Maharaj's that whole pastime, Parvati was sitting on his lap and he was giving class to the yogis and it's like neither he is attached, neither he is disturbed. But then here at the end of the pastime we understand that Lord was very pleased with the disposition of Lord Shiva. Although all these things happened, still Lord Shiva maintained his devotional attitude, that he was, rather than feeling ashamed, he was feeling very proud that how great my Lord is, that he can even conquer me also, who is considered unconquerable by Maya. So Lord Vishnu was very pleased, and then Lord Vishnu is glorifying Lord Shiva that you are very great. And then after that, then Lord Shiva takes his permission and he goes to Kailash. So there Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that when Lord Shiva paid obeisances to Lord Vishnu personally picked him up, embraced him, and there description comes that the Kaustubha jewel is there on the chest of Lord Vishnu, which was touching the heart of Lord Shiva. And with very nice exchange like this between Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva, then Lord Shiva returns to Kailash along with his associates. So we see that even in Gaudiya Vaishnavas also, we find a very special place for Lord Shiva. Like we find many pastimes, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, regarding Lord Shiva. Like one of the famous pastime is of, specifically if you see, Sanatana Goswami was very close to Lord Shiva, always. We'll find also, wherever he used to go and stay, generally he will locate himself very close to some Shiva temple in Vrindavan. So here we find in Chakaleshwar Mahadev also, at the banks of Manasi Ganga. And wherever Sanatana Goswami used to stay, because he was considered like guru and father of all Vaishnavas in Vrindavan, they used to come, meet him, discuss with him, take his blessings. So here the problem was Vaishnavas is to come, but then there was a problem. The problem was mosquitoes. So when devotees used to come, they used to be so much troubled by these mosquitoes. And even Sanatan Goswami was feeling that maybe then this is not a good place, because I am not able to do my service. So better to leave this place and go to some other place. But by knowing the desire of Sanatan Goswami and wanting Sanatan Goswami that he should stay here, it's nice association, why he should leave? So then Lord Shiva called for the in charge of mosquitoes, and he ordered him that make sure that no mosquitoes come in this area. So then the in charge did the job perfectly. He told all the mosquitoes to be out from that area. And we find that whenever Lord Shiva gets an opportunity to give some higher understanding, he sends even his followers to Lord Sanatana Goswami. We find in one case that one very sincere devotee of Lord Shiva was doing penances, doing tapasya to please Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva saw that he is very sincere. His heart also is very pure. So let's go and see what he wants. So Lord Shiva went, and then this person asked, I have a very special request. I want paras money, because I want something which is there with me eternally, which can keep producing money. So Lord Shiva, although he is in both roles he plays a role of demigod. Demigod role means, if you have some desire, you go to him and pray that, my dear Lord Shiva, please give me nice family, nice car, nice home, nice this, nice that. Lord Shiva is merciful to give that also. That's how he plays a role of demigod. And if he sees that some person is very sincere, pure-hearted, then he plays the role of devotee also, as Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. So here in this case, because this person was very pure-hearted and he wanted some great blessing from Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva thought that what can be a great blessing than association of great sages and saints. So he told him that you go to Sanatana Goswami, who is sitting on Dwadasha Aditya Tila in Vrindavan at the bank of Yamuna. He said, you go there, he will give you paras money. So when he goes there, the whole pastime is there, how ultimately the association of Sanatana Goswami changed his heart. And he threw that paras money in the Yamuna and became devotee. And he got the actual paras money in his life, and that is to chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we find many such pastimes which Lord Shiva also does to glorify Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, and glorify his devotees. That's why understanding Lord Shiva is very interesting, because neither he is Vishnu Tattva, as Prabhupada says in the purport, neither he is Jiva Tattva, who can be influenced by Maya. That's why in Brahma Samhita, this shloka comes, Kshiram yatha dadhi vikara vishesha yogat sanjayate nahi tatah pruthagasti heto yashambhutam api tatha samupaiti karyad govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So here, Lord is describing that what is the position of Lord Shambhu, Brahmaji is describing. He says, he gives this analogy of milk and curd. That milk, when it transforms, it becomes curd. So in one sense it is milk, because it's a byproduct of milk. But in one sense it is not milk, because the characteristics are different. When somebody drinks a lot of milk, he gets stomach problem. But if he takes curd, then the stomach problem is gone. So the characteristic, they are different of milk and curd. So similarly, Vishnu and Lord Shiva, they are like same only in one sense. But in another sense, they are different because their characteristics are different. So one is apparently in touch with the Maya Shakti, and Vishnu, he keeps himself away from Maya Shakti. He doesn't touch Maya. So that is, their functions are different. So that's why we find that amazingly, the Lord Shiva also wants that everybody in the world ultimately achieve the shelter of the feet of Lord Vishnu. And we can see that whenever devotees go and chant Hare Krishna, Lord Shiva will be very pleased, because he understands that here are the devotees who are worshipping my Lord. And that's why we find it's not a coincidence, but wherever you find even ISKCON temples, you'll find nearby some very famous Lord Shiva's temple also. You can do that research. Many places you'll find that. So that is not coincidence. Lord Shiva personally is there to be as a protector of the dham. And we see now this month of marathon is going on. So I just wanted to share these two very nice incidents happened, which shows that how Lord is so pleased, and Lord gives all facilities, Lord does all arrangements for devotees if they are distributing books. I have devotees who are distributing books in the schools in Kopargav and nearby talukas. So one very huge school is there of an organization. Big means they have 7,000 students total. So we went there, met the they also have one Swamiji who is in charge. So we went and told him that we are having this contest, please bless us. So he said, okay, you go to he's like a general manager type. He said, you go and talk to him. So we went to him. It's like 3-4 people were sitting. We were just sitting behind. Very busy person. They have their hospital and then so many projects and this and. So he was the main. So we thought that maybe 2-3 times we have to come, and how we don't know whether we'll get to meet him. But then he saw us, and then he asked, so what is and then myself and Vishnu Tathapuru were there. We told him that this is our program. Even before we complete, it was just not even 1 minute also, we are just talking about the thing only. He said, done. All 7,000 students will compulsory participate. And he said, you don't have to do anything. We will collect money. We will only distribute Bhagavad Gita. You just come here. And he said, we have a request for you, that not only you should distribute Bhagavad Gita, but you should give one class to all class, at least half an hour, so that they get some values. So we were like little doubtful that he is kind of, because we were not expecting that. And many times big people, they just speak little nice on face and they don't do anything. So that also is there. So we thought that whether he is like kind of, generally people say, काटते हैं जाओ अभी हो गया काम जय श्री राधारास बिहारी जी की श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की श्री श्री गौनिताय की. सो देन वी वेर लाइक लुकिंग एट हिम विथ लाइक नॉट हैविंग फेथ दैट व्हाट ही इज टेलिंग. सो देन ही सेड डोंट वरी आई डू बिकॉज ही अंडरस्टूड दैट वी आर नॉट वेरी confident. He said, don't worry, we'll give you all, Lakshmi, I'll transfer, we'll give you the account details. So then we understood actually he is very serious. And then he started telling that, actually I know all of you. So then he said that, I was classmate of His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj. He said, we were in the same school. So when he ran away from school, he said, I was there. So he had some affection for Loknath Maharaj. So I could see that how Lord arranges where to inspire whom to assist in distributing Prabhupada books. So we were very, because other places we are going, struggling very hard, sometimes 100 books, sometimes 200 books. Here we come and not even 1 minute we talk, and then he is ready to take 7,000 books. So Lord has arranged everything already, that who will be he using as an instrument. Even if we little bit try, even for 1 minute, that 1 minute also will be very fruitful. And in 1 minute you can reach to 7,000 Bhagavad Gitas. So even if there is a sometimes defeat in such propagation, that is not a defeat, because Lord has different plans. Again, here only in Andheri, one very big school is there, English medium. So Nimaya Thapar had gone. Sometimes Saffron helps, sometimes creates. So he went and principal was not very cooperative. He said, no, we don't want all these things. Students are very busy. We'll see later. Later means get out. So, so then he went out. He was standing on the road to catch rickshaw. So then he was standing there, and then one person walking on the footpath, he was crossing, and then that person was crossing said, Hare Krishna. So then he also said, Hare Krishna. So then he said, what is what? You come to our temple. No, he said, I am staying in Africa. And then he said that, I am disciple of Bhakti Marga Maharaj. Oh, he said, then so he said, how you came here? He said, I came to take this permission. He said, this is my school only. And now this person is having a big post in Africa. He is like very well known alumni of that school. So he said, I know everybody in the school, all the principal also I know, and the trustees and other things. So he said, but they are not giving permission. He said, don't worry, you give the pamphlet and books and I'll talk to them. So then after 2 days, the call came from the school that you please come and distribute books. We are ready to conduct this contest. So we can see that we never know how the help will come. That's why if we are on the street, help is there. If you are sitting in the room, then help will not come, because help is there on the street. So when we go out, help is already awaiting for those who are distributing books. So this encourages and gives so much faith that Lord is not just standing in the altar, but Lord is personally making arrangements for devotees so that they can go out and reclaim many fallen souls. So this is a great mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and all our acharyas, that we are becoming humble servants in their mission. So with this I'll end. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Marathon ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Itai Gaur Premanande.